You're listening to The Cultural Frontline on the BBC World Service, speaking to artists about the issues preoccupying them today. Hundreds of thousands of people have applied for asylum in Germany since the beginning of the refugee crisis, and the number of people the country is accepting has become the big political issue there. Many believe that Chancellor Angela Merkel made a catastrophic mistake by opening German borders, and that her decision could prove fatal for her in this year's presidential elections. Fears about the role of refugees in German society were heightened in December when a Tunisian man drove a lorry into a Christmas market in Berlin, killing 12 people. In fact, he was a rejected asylum seeker who the government was waiting to deport. In early December, a theatre group made up of asylum seekers performed One Year in Germany at a small community centre in Kreuzberg, Berlin. It's just down the street from the massive Tempelhof airport, which the state has transformed into refugee housing. Along with the help of a German actor who organised the group, the actors, who've only been in the country for a year, perform mostly in German. Reporter Talia Beatty visited them in rehearsal.
Ude is practicing his lines in German with Alex's help. This is the last rehearsal before their next performance.
Perfect. Perfect, super.
Ude's line is, "In Germany, I don't like that there's no humanity at the castle at Tempelhof Airport." It's a joke about the refugee shelter where he lives in Berlin. The old Tempelhof Airport now houses over 1,000 asylum seekers, making it the largest refugee camp in the city. With its towering ceilings and metal detectors, it can feel like a fortress, but its defenses are not impermeable.
Ude and Abdurrahman are the first people I met in the airport end of January.
Alexander Schroeder is an actor and a professor at the University of Arts in Berlin. He managed to sneak into the airport last year. He got in trouble, but he also eventually got permission to organize a theater group for the residents. Almost a year later, Hangar 6, as the group calls itself, has performed a handful of times for audiences around Berlin. Today's rehearsal is rocky. There are some forgotten lines, a rap that's offbeat, and it gets a little tense. But 2 days later, hours before the program starts, there's a new focus. Abdurrahman has found the rhythm. He's performing this rap in Arabic about what it means to be a good Muslim. Teach me to laugh before you teach me to cry. Teach me to speak the truth before you teach me to kill. It's time to set up the theater, and the audience soon starts to arrive. Three microphones stand on an otherwise empty stage, and then it's showtime.
Ganz herzlich, Uday, Ayman, Medo, Abdurrahman. Unser Name ist schon auf der Bühne. Willkommen.
Ich bin Ayham Hisnavi. Herzlich willkommen zu.
Ayham introduces himself first in German, and this is part of the magic of the show. The young men are Muslim asylum seekers between 17 and 22 years old, but they speak a common language with the audience. Here in the flesh is the specter that haunts German politics and threatens to unseat Chancellor Angela Merkel in the upcoming election. These young men know that many Germans resent and fear them.
I think after what happened in Berlin at the Christmas market, the situation has been changed. And how the people dealt with us, it has really changed.
Mido arrived in Germany a year ago and now works at an IT company. He performs a song that takes on anti-immigration rhetoric directly. Can't find a seat on the U-Bahn. The refugee is to blame, goes the chorus. It's meant to cross into absurdity. And Mido explains, the lyrics also include a catch.
Whenever a problem happens in Germany, they say, the refugees, the refugees, the refugees. But if you are looking for someone who works for you for 1 euro per hour, then you look for a refugee, you know?
and the refugees are bad people, but we can use them sometime.
The song ends by addressing Germany's far-right party, the Alternative for Germany, which has made unprecedented gains in local elections across the country. Your AfD, Mito asks? It's antisocial fascism for Germany. But our AfD, it's foreigners for Germany. While the group is covering the song, they didn't write it. They relate to feeling unwanted, even as they continue to build their lives here. Schroeder says he feels proud of the group, but for him, the performance is a bonus. The transformative part happens in the preparation.
Helping people to find the words they are looking for, to find their position and to be just curious and attentive, does a lot already to them. I mean, just learning German because you want to express your feelings in German language to a German audience. This is very important to a lot of them.
1 year in Germany, as the performance is titled, ends with a provocative question. Should the Statue of Liberty be brought from New York to Berlin? Are the Germans now the true heirs of the American dream? For us, Aham says to the audience, you are.
Talia Beattie, reporting from Berlin. That image of the Statue of Liberty as a welcoming sight to immigrants from abroad is a particularly potent one this week.